Buena Vista University football. It's the home opener today with St. John's in town. Coach Jay Anderson joins us. I'm Chris Bachman, ready for another Beaver football opener here at J. Leslie Rollins Stadium. Coach, before we talk Johnnies, let's go back to a week ago in your season opener, making the trip to North Dakota, 42-33 setback to Mayville State.
Yeah, it didn't go exactly how we had planned, but there were some good things. You never know going into week one. You've got a lot of unanswered questions and stuff, but my one big concern was our tackling, and the second one was special teams, and unfortunately both those areas we need to get better in as we advance and move toward conference play.
Well, I guess special teams, kick return, and then you were telling me a moment ago on a punting situation.
Yeah, I mean, every time, all preseason camp, and we talk going in, just carry the things over we've been working on, and we can do a better job of that. All right, we can do a better job of emphasizing it more and more as a staff, but you got to see those things carry over, and every time an opponent drops back the punt, you assign at least one, if not two, guys to ensure the kick and see the snap, and then they dropped one on their own too. And when we just kind of took a play off there and allowed them to pick it up and run a little bit and get a punt off, which – at worst case, we take possession on the 2-yard line going in. And we get a big play to answer their opening drive, and then we kick off, and we don't see our blocking threats up front and give up a long return for a touchdown. So the special teams really put us in a hole last week. We didn't play great defensively as far as tackling on the perimeter. And offensively, we were feast or famine. If we had a minus yardage play on first down, we didn't overcome that. We got to get better at those things. But we still would have given ourselves a great opportunity to come out with a win if we just clean up the special teams.
Let's break it down a little more individually, Coach. Trevor Trunk, 60-yard run. You alluded to that just a moment ago. Talk about his performance. He was 16 of 29 for 209 and threw a couple scores to Jalen.
I thought Trevor played a solid game, and that's one of the reasons he's in there right now is his ability to run. He's a good athlete and has made some good decisions during camp with his own read and different schemes we're running. And, he's got a pretty strong arm. He can throw the ball down the field for us. We have a deep threat in Jalen, and you sure want to capitalize on those opportunities when you get them. So pretty pleased overall. We missed a couple of opportunities, I thought, looking back at it on the tape. But it's a starting point, and we sure have room to grow and develop.
Well, he had 209 yards through the air, 417 total offense, and Cody Mowry chipped in as he rushed the ball for 132 yards.
Cody, I thought, ran the ball. He was probably our most physical player on either side of the ball, and he attacked people at the second and third level and ran behind his pads really well. And, it's exciting to see, and guys feed off of that, that we need to play more physical. And, he's trying to lead by example for us.
I want to go to the defensive side of the football, Coach. Zach Brandt, Colin DeMore, two guys that were your top three, two of the top three tacklers that played for you a year ago. Tell me a little bit more about these kids.
Colin was a running back for us coming out of Liberty High School down there in Missouri. And before spring ball last year, we moved him to the defensive side an alley player, if you will. And then Zach was here last year, was a backup at linebacker, and played some special teams for us. So, it's just those guys getting an opportunity, and we'll see nothing but improvement from those guys as they get more and more comfortable with snaps as we go through the season.
And they have another opportunity here this afternoon on a Saturday versus St. John's, the home opener. It's Hall of Fame Day, and more with Coach Jay Anderson coming up on 97.5 KBVU. Beavers football today, St. John's University from Collegeville, Minnesota, making the trek. A team that last week opened up with an impressive win over St. Scholastica, 49-7. Jay, this is a great team that we're hosting here this afternoon.
They are. And usually the first thing I look for on Sundays is try to find some weaknesses and areas you want to attack them. And they're just a very solid team. The first thing that jumps out is, they run extremely well at every position. Their O&D line are extremely athletic. They're a very, very physical team. And, we've got to play with lower pads, and we've got to attack them just as much and not sit back. If you're on your heels, you're going to get rolled up against them. But, they play the game the right way, and they try to pound the ball inside with their power game. And if you load up too much inside, They're very good at running the option on the perimeter. So, and then mix and play action pass in there. They've got some weapons to throw the ball down the field. So they're very tough to defend. They're very simple when you watch them. But they're very efficient and good at what they do. And defensively, they just pin their ears back and come after you.
Jay, let me ask you this. When you guys get back Saturday night and you guys coaches meet as a staff on Sunday, how long do you talk Mayville State before you move into St. John's and your prep work there?
We started on Mayville at 8:30 on Sunday, and by 11 o'clock, we're kind of putting that behind us, making a list of things, whether it be drill work we need to do more of or create different practice situations from things we saw in the game to make us better. But after that point, you know, we started looking at the St. John's tape probably about 11 o'clock and prepping for them. So it takes quite a while to get everything, you know, all your cut-ups and stuff done. As you go through the season, we usually try to break down 3 to 4 tapes on our next opponent. You know, so we used last year's tape of St. John's and us, last year's tape of Dubuque, and then this first game just to get some film work done for different situations.
Coach, when teams are scouting Buena Vista University, when they look at the Beaver offense, they have to look at number one. How will St. John's and other teams, when we reach the Iowa Conference schedule, try and shut him down?
Some teams will give safety help. Some, like last year at St. John's, they had some veteran corners that they were very comfortable just locking down one-on-one. You know, in the 6'2", 180-pound range that run extremely well. We'll see a variety. I honestly don't think a team like St. John's, they're very comfortable playing cover zero in third down situations, goal line situations, and not giving that guy help. But I'm sure at times, too, there's going to be some safety help over the top just to switch up the looks.
As you guys prepare, you and I get together Thursday, things you really focused in on as a team in practice this week?
Number one is being more physical. You know, watching the tape, it's tough to pill to swallow, but when you don't play as physical as you're capable of, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. And this week, above everything else, take out the opponent. And to get better and give ourselves a better chance to win, we have to be more physical in all three phases. And that's been our focus this week. And just trusting your eyes and reading your keys and pull the trigger, because indecision just gets you nowhere, in this game.
Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck against St. John's on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Beaver head coach Jay Anderson joining us in the pregame. We'll have more coming up on 97.5 KBVU.